We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're just getting situated here with our next segment. McCain Holiday Home Tour is going to be previewed here, and Linda Cook is in here, and I'll let you introduce who you've brought with us here this morning.
Well, I'm Linda Cook, Chief of Staff for President Myers at Kansas State University. So I'm representing the Myers Home, which will be on the Holiday Home Tour, and Julie's actually been the lead on this, so I'll let her take it away.
Yes. I'm the chair of the committee this year, and we have four amazing homes that are going to be on, and we brought one of the homeowners with us, Amanda Purdom.
Good morning.
All right. And Julie, what's your last name?
Keenan.
Keenan, okay. All right. So I've heard a lot about the Holiday Home Tours. I don't know that I've participated in this yet, but tell me a little bit about the event itself and what it entails.
Okay, it's going to be on Sunday, and it starts at 11 a.m., and you can start at any of the homes and go at your own pace in any order you want, and the final tour will be at 4:45, so we ask you to be there in time to close up the houses at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And you can purchase tickets in advance at 1419 Mercantile, which is on the west side of Manhattan on Anderson. And also the Winged Lion and Gatherings, which are both home stores that are downtown. And the Alms Group, they have their offices in Aggieville. You can stop in there, and you can also buy our home tour candle there for $20. It's they'll also be available at the homes. We're going to be burning them there, and they smell amazing. And you can also buy tickets at the McCain box office, and they are open noon to 4 p.m., Tuesday through Friday. So they're $20 in advance, and if you don't get a chance to get them in advance, you can buy them at the doors of any of the homes for $25.
All right. You said there's four homes in total that will be featured?
Yes. So the first home is the Kansas State University President's Residence, which we could have Linda talk about a little bit. She's our expert there.
Absolutely. The home was built in 1923, and it's the old English country-style home, three stories, and the cost of that home was $31,000 at the time. But it's been a while since we've had a public opening for people to come in and see the residence, and we did have a remodeling of the home in 2016 when they redid the kitchen. But the Myers have lived in the home since he became president of the university, 14th president. And they've done a lot to restore the history of the home. In fact, Mary Jo just created and dedicated one of the guest rooms as the Dwight Eisenhower Room. When Milton Eisenhower was university president back in the 40s, the then general Dwight Eisenhower spent several nights at the president's residence. So they have that room decorated for Christmas. And, of course, it'll have five velvet purple stars in it, representing the five-star general that he was. But some of the other things that people will be interested in seeing in the home are some of the art pieces. They have lots of artwork from Kansas artists throughout the house, in the dining room, living room, kitchen, and in the upstairs bedrooms. And, of course, purple will be the theme of the decorations for the holiday. They have two Christmas trees in the home. One is the traditional tree with all the purple ornaments and a lot of gold and silver in it, and that's also in the greenery that you'll find around the house. There's a second tree that's in the family room, and that is the White House military tree. And through the years, the Myers have collected ornaments that represent the White House, the official White House ornament, as well as military ornaments. Another special feature of the home is a gingerbread house. One of the professors from our bakery science created a gingerbread house, which is a replica of the president's residence. It's really, really pretty, so that'll be on display. You'll also want to take note of the chandelier in the dining room. Mary Jo has done an exquisite job in decorating the chandelier. It's very breathtaking. And also, she has a lot of Russian Santas. They're hand-carved, hand-painted Santa's, very unique. She has an import business with her daughters, so you'll want to be sure to look for the Santas. And because they also spent time, a lot of time in Japan when he was stationed there, they have holiday, what they're called, obis, which is the sash that was traditionally used on the kimonos for women in Japan. And And now they're used more as decorative pieces. So Mary Jo has a number of those done in holiday fabrics that you'll see in the house. So that's kind of a quick overview of what you'll see there. There's a lot to see. You'll want to spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, as you mentioned, not a lot of that's a place in general that you don't get a lot of chance to go behind the scenes and check out. So a unique opportunity in that right, and you know, just kind of all the historic features of that home.
Right, absolutely.
And so, Amanda, you have a home on the tour as well?
I do. I'm really excited. I live on Points Avenue, just down from the high school. And that is a home that we were really excited to have the opportunity to move in just a few years ago. And all I've heard since I've moved in is just, I love that home. I feel like the community in itself just treasures that home. So it feels neat to be a part of a home that's already loved. And so I think it's going to be really well received on the tour. It is a pretty traditional home. And so it is kind of quintessential Christmas. So if you want to think of traditional home or Southern living, that's kind of what I would envision you walking in and feeling and seeing and experiencing. So I'm excited about that. I have lots of art from local artists within the area in Kansas City that add kind of a splash of color. And there's some kind of unexpected fun things in the home that casualize the formality and the traditional of the home. So there's just little things that around every corner that you might not expect to see in the home. So I'm excited to share it with people.
All right. How long does it take you to do all the decorating, getting prepared here for the holiday?
That is a good question. you know, my husband, he has the brunt work of bringing it up from the basement. So I love the manual labor involved in carrying it up the stairs. We started a couple weeks ago, but it takes me a solid week to decorate. The fresh flowers and greenery are coming later today, and we'll be putting those out for the rest of the week. So there'll be a lot of mix of lights and greenery and ribbon and all the things that you would expect to see. So it is a labor of love, but it is kind of magical.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so much fun to do stuff like this. I love the holidays. So, you know, going out and seeing Christmas lights or going out seeing what people have decorated. It's a lot of fun. Do you have any special part of the home that you think is your favorite part that you're really encouraging people to come check out?
Oh, that's a great question. So two of my favorite things are the entryway, just because it's open to the second staircase and you can see kind of up inside the cupola, which is just a really beautiful feature. And then I have a formal dining room that I decided, who wants a formal dining room? So I turned it into a billiard room, and it is cozy and inviting, and it's really fun and different. And I think that people will really enjoy seeing how that room is not a traditional dining room. So I'm excited about that.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun here. Let's take a quick time out. We'll talk during the break here and continue on with the McCain Holiday Home Tour, which is happening this Sunday, 11 to 5. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.